We are in Daf Ayin Omid Beis, but just let's to get into the swing of the sugya. Let us just go over quickly from Daf Ayin Omid Aleph. We had a Tonda Dvei Shmuel b'Shem Rabbi Lezer and a Tosefta b'Shem Rabbi Kiva. So let us just start on Daf Ayin Omid Aleph, four lines from the bottom. The Tonda Dvei Shmuel. Rabbi Lezer Omer Yotza Va'osa Eloi Ve'el Ha'om. After the Avodas Pnim, he went and was Makrib Eloi Ve'el Ha'om Ve'imurei Chatos. Then he was Makter the Imurim from the Chatos Apnimi. Avol Par Ha'ela, which is the Musafim V'Shivas Kvosim V'Soyer Hanase Bechutz Im Tomid Shel Bein Ha'abai. So Rabbi Lezer holds that by the third tefillah, he was makter, that was the first shalv of the Gemara, the Emurei Chatos. And by the fifth tefillah, he was makriv all the musafim. Rabbi Kiva de Tesefta Mahi, the Sanya Rabbi Kiva Oimer, par ho'ilo v'shivas kvosim im tomit shol shacha ho'yukraven. Rabbi Kiva holds that they split up the korban musaf. The par ha'ilo and the shivas kvosim was right after the tomid shel shach. Shenemar, because it says by the parshas hamusafim, mulvad oilas haboika shel oilas hatomid. The musafim should be nikrav after the oilas haboika, which is the oilas hatomid. So that's a seder in musafim. So there were makriv, the par, and the shivas kvosim. Ba'achekach avoides hayoim. Afterwards, they did the avoides hayoim. That's the par and soyer pnimi. Ba'achekach soyer hanase bechutz. And afterwards, the soyer nase bechutz. This is the soyer chatos of the musafim. That means right after the avoides pnimi, then they did the soyer hanase bechutz. It was machlef to big days of. And he did, this was the Tvila Shlishi, he did the Seir Anasa Bechutz. Shenemar Sir Izim Echot Chatos. This is a posik in Parshas Pinchas. Sir Izim Echot Chatos should Milvat Chatos Akipurim. This should be done after the Seir Pnimi. So now they did the Chatos of the Musaf. Va'achekach Eloi Ve'el Ha'om. Bachakach Emurei Chatos. This was all Rashi learns by the Tvila Shlishis. Big Day Zov. Bachakach, and by the Tvila Chamishis, Tomit Shobein Abai. So the Gemara says, my time at the Rabbi Leza. Rabbi Leza holds that the whole Musaf was by the Tvila Chamishis, by the Tomit Shobein Abai. So the Gemara says, Ovid Kiddersid. He did everything the way it is written in the Torah. Ovid bereishe de Teres Koinim. He did all the Kalbonis which are brought down in Teres Koinim and Parshas Achrei Mois. And Achrei Mois is not mentioned in Masofim. V'hoder Ovid de Chumash HaPkudim. And then he did the Chumash HaPkudim. That's Parshas Pinchas. So that means by the after everything is over, when he's up to the Tomit Shobein Abayim, then he was Makriv the Musaf. Rabbi Kiva split the Musaf. Rabbi Kiva made that the par and Shiva Kvosim was right after the Tomit Shol Shacha. Kediktoni Taimo Milvat Oilas Haboika Shel Oilas HaTomid Alma Musafim Im Tomit Shol Shacha Ovid Lo. And that's the time of Rabbi Kiva. And then later we said that the soyer of the soyer, the chatas chitzoyne, was not done after the tomid shol shachar. The chatas chitzoyne was done after the avodas pnim, because it says in the posik, sir izim echot chatos, milvat chatos akipurim. That the sir izim echot chatos, which is the chatos of the musaf, should be brought after chatos akipurim, the soyer pnimi. So the Gemara asked Rabbi Lezer, Haim milvat chatos akipurim my ovid lei. Here it weiss doch ois from this pasuk that the chatas chitzoyne is right after the avodas pnim. And according to Rabbi Lezer, it's by the tvila chamishis, it's by the end of the avoda. So Moshe says this pasuk is not coming to tell us the zman hakrove, lomi boile almash zemechap zemechap. Now, the Gemara says further, this is how the Tesefta said pshat in Rabbi Kiva. The Tesefta said pshat, now we're going to speak according to Rabbi Kiva. So according to Rabbi Kiva, the Tesefta had said that he starts off the most of the Musafim right after the Tomit Shel Shachar, that's the Por and Shivas Kvasim. Then right after the Avoda Pnimis, he makes the Soyer. The Soyer is, that's Muvat, Soyer, Sirizim Echot Chatas, Muvat Chatas HaKippur. This is how the Tesefta learned Pshat in Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Mishmoy, Rabbi Yehuda said B'Shem Rabbi Kiva differently. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Echot Korev Im Tomid Shel Shachar. They were not makriv all the kvosim by the Tomid Shel Shachar. Echot Korev Im Tomid Shel Shachar. They just were makriv one keves. The Shisha and six kvosim, they were makriv im tomid shol bein arbayim. So this Rabbi Yehuda b'shitas Rabbi Kiva, somehow it sounds a little bit like Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said that the masofim were by the tomid shol bein arbayim. And Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Kiva says one keves was by the tomid shol shachar. The por was by the tomid shol shachar, but Shisha kvosim were by the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim. Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon Oimer Mishmoy, Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon says b'Shem Rabbi Kiva, he made he also split the Kvosim, no, he said Fakert, Shisha Krevim im Tomid Shel Shachar, the six Kvosim were by the Tomid Shel Shachar, ve'echod im Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim. But Hatzad Ashove Shebishneim, Sai Rabbi Yehuda and Sai Rabbi Lezer Berab Shimon, Sai Rabbi Lezer Berab Shimon, both of them hold that Rabbi Kiva held you split the kvosim. We have heard till now, according to Rabbi Kiva, all the kvosim are after the Tomid Shel Shachar, and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lezer Berab Shimon hold you split the kvosim of the musafim. Some are, or either one is after the Tomid Shel Shachar, and six are by the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim, or six is after the Tomid Shel Shachar, and one is after the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim. So the Gemara says, "Mai tamayu de Rabbonon." What is the time of the Rabbonon? So the Gemara answers, "Trei kroi ksivi." There are two stiridike psukim, and from these psukim, we see that the musiv has to be split. What are the two stiridike psukim? Ksiv milvad oilos haboike. Rabbi Kiva had darshan that in Parshas HaMesofim it says that the Mesofim should be brought after the Tomit. Milvad oilos haboike. So there it would seem that the musiv is brought after the oilos haboike. And the Tesefta said that that's what Rabbi Kiva holds. You bring everything after the Eilus HaBoike, besides the Chatas Chitzoyne, which was after the Avodas Pnim. But they held, you can't bring all the Kvosim after the Eilus HaBoike. Uchsiv, it says, V'yotso v'oso es Eilosoi v'es Eilosoom. It says, V'yotso v'oso es Eilosoi v'es Eilosoom. Now, the Rishash Mutzitzich on this, what the Gemara, the second Ksiv, he doesn't understand this. What does it say in this Pasuk? Now, let us just go a little further, and then we'll come back to say Pshat in this Pasuk. But the Rishash wants to say, we'll see in Rashi and Tosfos, that Rashi and Tosfos seem to say that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon held that Rabbi Kiva is amoida b'miktzas. Why is he amoida b'miktzas to Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Elazar said that the whole musaf is after everything. The whole Musaf is by the Tomid Shalbein Abayim. How did Rabbi Lezer get this? Because Rabbi Lezer said, you have to learn the Chumash the way it says. First, we have Parshas Teiras Koinim. In Achrei Mois, what speaks about the Avoida, doesn't mention one thing about the Musaf. Somebody says, you do all these things before. Then you have the Musaf and Parshas Pinchas. So this is the last thing that is done. So this is done before the Tomid Shalbein Abayim. This is Shitas Rabbi Lezer. So they held, as they say, from Rashi and Tosfos, they held Rabbi Akiva is also moide that there's such a svar also. It's modne that in Parshas Achrei Mois doesn't mention the Musafim, and it says the whole Seder Hayom doesn't mention the Musafim. The Musafim you are spoken about in Parshas Pinchas. So Bemison Rabbi Akiva also holds that there's a svar that seems the Musafim should be later. But there's another svara. There's a svara to say that in Parshas Pinchas it says the Musafim are after the Tomid Shel Shachar. So we have here two conflicting rayas. We have Milvad Oilas Haboike, which seems to show us and tell us that the Musaf is after the Tomid Shel Shachar. And from the Seder Akro, it seems to tell us that the Musaf is by the Tomid Shel Bein Abayim. So we split the Kvosim. That was the Pshorah. Why we split the Kvosim, we'll see in Tosfos. Why? But we split the Kvosim. So that means the Par we put after the Tomid Shel Shachar, and the Kvosim will split. That is what they were Mechadish. You split the Kvosim, and the Trei Kroi, there's no second Pesach, but the Rosh Hashanah, it could be that Rashi and Tosfos did not have a Girsa. But let's go a little further, and we'll come back to the Pesach, what our Gemara says. Hilkach, Ovid Minayu Hoche, therefore, if we have two conflicting Limudim, one Limud seems that the Musaf is right after the Tomid Shel Shachar, one Limud seems that the Musaf is by the Tomid Shel Bein Abayim, is Ovid Minayu Hochi Minayu Hochi. So part of the Musafim were Makrev after the Tomid Shel Shachar, and part of the Musafim were Makrev after the Tomid Shel Bein Abayim. Now there's a machloikis if you make 1 and 6 or 6 and 1. That's the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. But Maiko Miflegi. Now this machloikis. What is this machloikis? Rabbi Yehuda Sova Ovid Chat. You have to start the Musaf now. So you have to, the Musaf consists of the Par, we'll see, you mark him the Par. The Musaf consists, so you have to be mark of the Par. The Musaf consists of Shiva Kvosim, so you have to be makriv at least one kevis. So you mark of a kevis. Aye, why don't you continue with the Kvosim? Why don't you make 6 Kvosim? No, v'hoda oved avodas hayoyim. You have to make, as soon as he finished with, did a minimum of the musaf, you make avodas hayoyim. Why? Dilme chulsha cholish koyin godol. Maybe the koyin godol will get weak. That means we have to understand the Iker Avoidus Hayoim was the Avoid of the Par Vesoyer, Bifnim. That was the Iker Kapora. That was the Par Vesoyer. So Memele, so Rabbi Yehuda held that we have a Gilui, you have to do part of the Musaf now. So he held you do the minimum part, because we need this Kohen Gadol. The Avoid can only be done through the Kohen Gadol. And we have to make sure the Iker Avodas Hayoyim was done. So Memele, therefore we make one Musaf. That means one Kevis from the Musaf. And then we chaperine and do the Avodas Hayoyim. That is the Svar of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon Sova. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon holds. Kiven the Aschil. Since he started doing the kvosim, Ovid Shisha, he does 6. He does 6 kvosim. That means he does as much he can do now. Dilme Posha. maybe he'll be poisheya. The Rabbeinu Yochim says, if you're going to shtup off the Musaf, we have to understand one thing. The Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur had a tremendous avoda in front of him. And he wasn't a spring chicken either. He was fasting. So they were very much afraid that he won't be able to do the whole avoda. So he was, we can understand what his avoda was able to accomplish. The avoda was tremendous. So Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon says like this: if he's going to do one musaf, then he's going to do the avodas hayoyim. It could be he won't be able to finish the musaf. Duma posha means he won't have kayach. He won't be able to do it. And they'll think, no, the musaf, so he won't do the musaf. I mean, Abi, he did the main thing. He won't do the musaf. So therefore he says, let's make sure the musaf will be done, or the brunt of the musaf will be done. So therefore, as soon, he has to do a chalik of the musaf after the tomit shel shacha. So he said, let him do six now. Now what are you afraid of? He'll do, Abi Yehuda said, he'll do six. He'll be ice man. He says, don't worry. When they'll come to the Avodas Hayoyim, this, he knows the magnitude of the Avodas Hayoyim, the soy is going to go into the Kodesh Kadoshim, he'll get fresh koiches. The etzim opportunity and the realization of what Avodas Hayoyim is, don't worry, he won't be famated. That doesn't get fresh koiches. This is something, this is once in a lifetime to go into the Kodesh Kadoshim. This will do. So that's what Rabbi Elazar of Shimon said. Kivin the Aschel, he started doing the Musaf of Vichisha. If he won't do the whole, the brunt of it now, do Maposha. The Legabi Voidis Hayoim, Gabi the Voidis Hayoim, Zorisul, that don't be afraid of. The Voidis Hayoim, he'll get Chisha Kaychis. That when a person is put into such a situation, he has to go into the Kodesh Kadoshim, he's going to get Chisha Kaychis on that. Let us see Rashi and Taisus, and then we'll go a little further. Then we'll go back a little, just to explain the Gemara before. Rashi says, Mishmoi shel Rabbi Kiva, Echad min Shivas Kvosim, one, so Rabbi Yehuda said, one of the Shivas Kvosim he did after the Tobit shel Shachar. Ovid Chad, Kedersiv, Melvad Oilos HaBoike, Lismoich Mikzas HaMusofim Lo Oilos HaTomit. You have to make some of the Musofim next to the Oilos HaTomit, so that he did one. Vahoda Ovid Avedis Hayoim. The Amrit, so Rabbi Yehuda, then right away you do the Avedis Hayoim. The Amrit Kol HaMusofim Yakriv Im Tomit Shol Shachar. If you'll say, Nachsme Rashi means, Kol HaMusofim Rashi means, if you'll do six of the, that's what Rashi Lachem means. The Beinu Yochim says, Zichaz, if you'll do six of the Kvosim now, do Mecholish, Lemotzel Mevad Avedis Hayoim, Vuika Kapor, that he has to do. So Memele, the vial, we just tell him to do a minimum of the Musafim. He does one Keves. Rav Elazar ben Rav Shimon says, Fakert. Now you have to do Musafim, let him do the brunt of the Musafim now. Dilma Poshad, Vulei Ovid Luach Avedis Hayoim. Ulamai the chayshes, you were afraid Dilme cholish, you were afraid he might become weak by the Avodishim Lekala Meichesh, called Rabbi Avodis Hayoim Zorisud. Avodis Hayoim is a Zoris, Umachlev Koyach, then he'll get new Koyaches. When it comes to the Avodis Hayoim, he'll get such a amount of adrenaline in his body, just thinking the magnitude of the Avodis Hayoim will get Frisha Koyaches. Now Rashi explains, but why doesn't he do all the Musafim right away? The Kulu Musafim Lo Ovid, the Teiras Kayhanim Kodim, the Teich Lekayim Zu, the Kayim Zu Bezu Seider Akosav, the Medrash Emikroy, the Fakert. So here Rashi says the Sod, which it doesn't say in our Gemara, that Lemaise, you have to be Mekayim the Seider HaMikro. Rabbi Kiva also, you have to be Mekayim Seider HaMikro. So that is why we have to push off some of the Musafim till the end of the day by the Tomid Shel Bein Arbay. Let us see Taisvis. We'll see Taisvis also learns like this. Ovid Chad Kedersi, Vahoda Ovid Shisha Duchumish Apkudim. Later you do the Shisha Duchumish Apkudim. Vim Taima. So Taisvis says, am I Mavsik Bekvosim? Why are you Mavsik Bekvosim? Miktsosim ba'boike, miktsosim ba'erev.
Yakim Kulam Baboika. Why? What's the svare of these Tanoim that they say you split up the kvosim? Make everything baboika. Midachsiv milvad, milvad oilus baboika. Ve'im ishum dechsivi lipsoi. I'll say, because it's written in Parshas Pinchas. Hilkach bina she yakriv mehen be'erev, so therefore you have to be makriv mehen be'erev. For par ha'oilo namiksiv lipsoif. If that is a cheshbin, that since the musaf was written lipsoif, so the par ha'oilo, which is a part of the musaf, was also written lipsoif, afilochi makriv be'boike, you makriv it be'boike. V'lo emrinin she yizrek domoi v'aktarose be'erev. Let's also split it up. If there's an Indian, you have to split up. So why did you just split up the kvosim? Split up the par also. You'll shecht it in the morning and you'll be makter it be'erev. Now the Rosh Hashanah's geiris, the inami, or else, name the par ha'oilo yehei baboike. Let us say the par ha'oilo be baboike, but kvosim kulom be'erev. There's a modne pshara over here. The par is baboike. The kvosim also part have to be baboike. What's the cheshbon? Yeshloima de krod umulvad de gemrine minei lahakriv amusofim baboike. That posik that says the musav has to be after the tomid ikertamu. That's the seder. That ikertamu. This is a posik that tells us the musav has to be after the tomid. Hilkach kol kamo shenucha lasis baboike min amusofim abdinim. Whatever you can do from the musofim, you do. So that means that's the Iker. So you have the par is from the Musaf, you make the par after the Talmud Shal Shachar. The Kvosim are from the Musaf, so you have to make the Kvosim also after the Talmud Shal Shachar. Umishum dechsiv Musafim Lipsoi. But there is epis another limud that says Musafim Lipsoi. Yeshloniach tzas mina Musafim. So some of the Musafim will leave over Lahakri Be'eret. The kivin the mishayrim in a kvosim leerev, but this is ktsas. That means the power we were makriv, and the chelik of the kvosim were makriv. The kivin the mishayrim in a kvosim leerev lemar shisha lemar chatzagi. Now it's only you have to leave over a chelik. So shaila is how big the chelik should be with other cheshbonis. They have to be chayish. How are you chayish from the chush of the kohen gadol? Are you afraid of the avodas hayom? Are you afraid of meposha with the musa? Let us go a little further. Zok de Gemara, de kula alme miyes chad ayel hu. But everyone holds there was one ayel. Now let us just understand what the Gemara is speaking about now. In the beginning of Achrei Mois, it says as follows. It says, Me'eis adas b'nei Yisrael yikach shnei sireizim lechatos va'ayil echad le'oilo. You take an ayil le'oilo. That's what it says in Parshas Achrei Mois. In Pinchas, when it speaks about the Musaf, so it says, v'osel l'chidesh ha'shviz ha'mika kodesh, reich nechayich par ben bokor echad, ayil echad, kvosim b'nei shono shivat mimim. When it says the musaf, it says, and then there's a soil lachatos. So, but the oilis of the musaf was a par ben boko, ayil echot, kvosim neshon or shiva tamim. So the shaila is, so lachayre, the two parshiyas, so one would say that there's two eilim. There's an ayil and achrei mois, that's an oilo. And there's an ayil, that's the avoida which is mentioned in Achrei Mois. There's an ayil in the Musafim. That's another ayil. That's how we would say lechayre. But we have here a machloikis tanoim. So the Gemara says as follows. The kula alme, mi es chad ayil hu. So the Gemara says, we hear here a machloikis, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Elezer, how to be misadar, the seder hayoim. No one ever spoke about what you do with the ayil of the musaf. They're saying that what you do with the par. According to Rabbi Elezer, the par, the shiva kvosim, and the soyer is by the tomid shobein abayim. According to Rabbi Kiva, the
the power and the kvosim is before and by after the Tomit Shel Shachar. The soyer is right after the Vaidus Ayoyim. No one talks about the ayil of the Musaf. Right? No one talks about the ayil of the Musaf. Now, in Parshas Achrei Mois, it speaks about a hakrova of the ayil. It says, after he finished the avoide of the soyer pnimi and the par pnimi, so it says afterwards, v'yotzo, it says, v'yotzo v'oses eilosei ves eilos ha'om, these are his ayil and the ayil of the om. So the pasuk speaks about the isle of the They also spoke about this isle. They spoke about Eloi ve'el ha'om. That's what they spoke about when you did this. But no one spoke about the isle of the Musaf. So the Gemara says, the kula alma miyes chad ayilhu. There was one isle. That means the isle that is speaking about in Parshas Achrei Mois. That is the isle that it is speaking about in Parshas Pinchas. Kiman ke Rebbe, the Sanye Rebbe Oimer Ayil Echot Omer Kam, the Ayil which is mentioned in Parshas Achrei Mois who Omer B'chumash HaPekudim. It's the same Ayil. So, Mamela, that's why the Tanoim did not mention anything about the Ayil, about the Ayil of the Musaf, because they mentioned about Eloi ve'El Ha'om, and that is the Ayil of the Musaf. Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon Oimer Shnei Eilim Hain. There were two Eilim. Echot Ha'omor Kan. There was one Ayil from that's mentioned in Achrei Mois. Ve'echot Ha'omor B'chumash HaPikud. My time at the Rebbe. What is the time of Rebbe that was only one Ayil? The Chsiv Echot. It says Echot. Va'ayil Echot Lo'ilo. One Ayil. So it seems there's one Ayil. That's it. It says Echot. Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon my echod miyuched shebe'edroi. Echod means that is one. It was a miyuched. It was the best of the best ayil one could find. The Rebbe. So Rebbe, how does Rebbe know that it has to be miyuched? It has to be. They took a very choshev ayil. It says when you bring a neder, you should bring from the best you have. So Mamela, so we know when you bring a korban to the Rebbe Yishlom, you bring from the best. Yeah, so Mamela, so if Hashtaytzach, you're bringing now this ayil, so it'll also be from the best. The Rebbe Losa b'Rab Shimon, he says, no, you need two psukim, chad b'choiva, v'chad b'nedova, utzrichi. Need one pasuk to tell us that when you're bringing a korban choiv, it has to be from the best. And one pasuk is telling us when you're bringing a nedov, it also has to be from the best. Now let us see Rash. The kula alma mihe, bein l'rab Elozo, bein rabbi Leza, bein rabbi Kiva, chad ayil hu, the tzibo only brought one ayil. The kulu omri el ha'om, they all spoke about the el ha'om, so why didn't they tell us when you makriv this aisle? So why says there's no such thing? That is the aisle they're speaking about. That's the one in Parshas HaPikudim. Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon says there were two eilim. Utzrichi sheyesh tas noite loimal. Nedove mufcheres, kidei shetahei mekubeles perotzen. There's a svara to say, by a nedove, there you need the best, that it should be mekubel perotzen. V'yesh das noite loima choyvetei mufcheres. There's a svara to say, if you owe something, that owing, you should pay up with the best, kidei sheyeitze yidei choyvosoi yofe. You should be yaitze yachoyiv with the best. I'd just like to try to explain a little these two svaras. There's a svara nedova is better, and there's a svara choyiv is better. We find by Hevel and Kayin, it says, Vayisha Hashem al Hevel vel minchosoy, because shehevi mibchoyreis tzoynoi mechalbeye. So that means we see that was the first time in the Torah they brought Kolbonis Nedova, Cain brought a Kolbon, Hevel brought a Kolbon. We see the Kolbon of Hevel was Neskabel because it was from the best that he had, he brought a Nedova. So we see in Kabbalah's HaNedova, there's an Inyan, there's a criteria that if it's something very good is being Nikrav, then the Rebbein Shalom is Mekabel. There's a svore shekedei sheyeitze choivosoi yofe. That is not a svore in the Kabbalah. It seems this is a svore in the Nesine. That means if you owe something, so the chiyuv is a machayiv, you should pay from the best. That means that's a chelik or a tnai in the chiyuv. If you owe, you have to pay from the best. So nedov is a svore in the Kabbalah sakolben. And choyv is a svore in the nesina sakol. If you owe, you have to pay with the best. It is very interesting, though, that when the Torah wanted to tell us the din of choyva, that a choyva should be brought from the best, the Torah, there's so many choyvas in the Torah, and so many kobonas choyva, and the Torah decided in Parshas Achrei Mois, Ayil Echad HaMiyuchid, the Musaf, the one of the Kolbonis of the Musaf of Yom Kippur should be the best. And that's telling us a Kol B'Chayv is to be from the best. Very interesting why the Torah picked out this Chayva. Perhaps, I really don't know, but perhaps one could say that, there are different types of Chayva in Yom Kippur Gufa. There was the Chayvus Hayoim, that was the main Hakrove. Could be the, in all the Kabonis, could be the Musaf is the least of the Kabonis. Musaf is a Lashon Haysofa. There's a Kolbon Tomid, and then you were Moisif, you added, this was an additional Kolbon. So could be the Torah said this Chiddush by the smallest Chayva. Perhaps the Ayil was, why Dafka the Ayil Beisach Nishta? The poor maybe was more choshev than the aisle, but I feel the aisle from the smallest choive also there's a din min hamufcha. Now let us just go back to the Gemara before, and we'll try to explain the Gemara before. The Gemara had asked, why does Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon hold that you split up the musaf? So the Gemara says, "Mai tamayu de rabona." So the Gemara says, "Trei kroi ksibi." There's two psukim. One pasuk vaistois that you have to be makrib the musaf earlier, right after the tomid shel shachar, and one pasuk vaistois you have to be makrib the musaf later. Trei kroi ksibi. Ksiv milvad oilas haboika. Ksiv v'yotza v'osa es oilosai v'oilas ha'om. So the Siach Yitzchak Nachem Eshev Nefesh seems to say that we just learned now that the Oilas Ha'om was the Musaf. That was a chelik of the Musaf. So we see now, from this Pasuk, we see that the Musaf, even though every Musaf was right after the Tomid Shel Shachar, but we see in Parshas Achrei Mois Gufa that you split the Musaf. Because v'yotza v'osas elosei v'oilas ha'om, that is speaking about by the tefillah shlishis, that is speaking about after the avodas hayoyim. So you see from the Torah Gufe that by Yom Kippur it is different than all regalim that the musaf is right after the tomid shel shachar. You see, you split the musaf. So if we see you split the musaf, the ayil. So Mamel then Chazal said already, so maybe you split it more, and we take into account the Cheshbon that we go Kesidra Dikra. First is that you're Ma'achal, a Chelik of the Musaf, after, till the Tvila Chamishis, till the Tamid Shabbain Abayim. So that means the Raya from this Pasuk is that you don't take the Oilas, that the Movad Oilas HaBoiker, that this does not, the Oilas HaBoiker, which is by all Regolim, completely after the Tomid Shel Shachar, from this Pasuk Gufa we see we split the Musaf. And since we split it partially, so we'll say we'll split it even more, because of the Svore that we do, the Psukim Kesidra.
Tano Rabono. Now, it'd be a little difficult to learn this Gemara. We have to know the Psukim. The Psukim, in Parshas Achre Mois, the Psukim speak as follows. First, it speaks about the Avoide of this, the Por V'Soyer Apnimi. And then he sent away the Soyer Mishtaleyah. Then it says, Uvo Aron El Oyel Moye, this is this Pasik. Now, so the way we're up to, the Pasik was speaking about the Avoide of the Kohen Gadol B'Big Day Lobo. This was when he did Avoide, he did the Par and the Soyer, he did the Akteires, he sent away the Soyer Mishtaleyah. He's still wearing Big Day Lobo. Then the Pasik says, Uvo Aron El Oyel Moye, Aaron goes into the oil moyet, and that means he goes back into the Kodesh Kodoshim, and we'll see the purpose of this was to take out the kafa machte. Uposhat as big day haboda shalovash pavoyel a Kodesh, and then he takes off the big day lova minicham sham. So if we would learn the posik kipshutoi, it would mean that he finishes off the whole avoidus pnim with the big day lovon he was wearing. So then it would come out that the Seder Hayoim would be, he first put on big day zov for the Tomid and whatever he did after the Tomid. Then he put on big day lovon for the all avoides apnimim, and even went, vo'arin aloyel moyed, he went and even took out the kafo machte, and then he took off the big day lovon, and then he went back to big day zov. If that would be the case, it would come out that he is only three achlofes begodim. Zov, big day lovon, and then big day zov. We'll see that can be. Tana rabbonim, uvo arin aloyel moyid, lomo hubo lohitzi es akaf ve es amachta. He came back in to take out the kaf amachta. Shekol haparshe kulo nemro ala seder. The whole parsha is written on a Seder, chutz mi posik ze. And this posik was after he did the big day zov, he changed the big day zov, then he changed back to the big day lovim. My time, why do we assume that this is not on a Seder? Amar Rav Chisda Gemiri, chomesh tvilois vasore kidushin toivul koyen godol umekadish boi bayoim. There's a loch lamoshe mi Sinai that the koyen godol, but changing the clothes from Big Day Zov to Big Day Lovim to Big Day Zov to Big Day Lovim, there were 5 tefillahs and 10 kiddushin. If this pasuk would be ala seder, so it comes out, it'd only be 3 tefillahs and 6 kiddushin. Let us see Rashi. Shekol haparsha nemra ala seder, v'kesidron ksivi, v'chein ha-seder, and the seder is, shemoitzion bilvisha rishoyne, takes out the kafu machte with the levisha rishoyne that he was wearing the Big Day Lovim, Vein avoide chitzoyne shal big day zov mafsekes, vein avoides hayoim leitzos kafa machti. Don't stick in an avoide in between. Le mashkachas lo, she won't be able to have 5 tvilois and 10 kiddushin. Kva pirashtiya beperik omolem amamune. Period. So that's the raya, so this happened later. The Gemara says this happened later after, because the Pasuk says, the Pasuk says that, let us see the Lashon of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Avo Aron al Oyel Moed, he went back into the Oyel Moed, the Poshet is Big Day Abod, Asher Lovash Bavei Elo Kedish V'Nicham Sham. He goes back into the Oyel Moed. He went back into the oil moyed. And then it says, the next posik, after he went back into the oil moyed, it says, v'yotza v'osa es eilosai ves oila sa'om, v'chipa badai avadom. So the Gemara says that this posik afterwards belongs before. That means when he finished, avoidis pnim, v'yotza, then he went out and he put on big day zov, v'osa es eilosai ves oila sa'om. And then later we go back to the previous pasuk of O'arin Eloyel Moed, and he put on again Big Day Lovon,
He went into the Kodesh Kedoshim to take out the Kafel Macht. That is how the Gemara says the Seder. Yeah. Maskif lo Rab Zeire, how do you know to say that you mahapach the psukim, and it gets very modern, that means the posik of going back into the Kodesh Kedoshim is before the posik of Eilos Ha'om, and the Seder's Pung Fakel, first it was V'yotz of Osas Eilos of Eilos Ha'om, and then it was, he went into the Eil Moed. How do you, that's very modern. Maybe then he made the Seir Chatos. We have here that the Soyer Hanasa Bechutz, Rabbi Kiva said it was after the Avodas Pnim, so maybe he was Mavsik, the Avodas Pnim, with the Soyer Hanasa Bechutz, and then he went and put on Big Day Lovon and went into the Kodesh Kedoshim to take out the Kafa Machta, and then he made a loss, a Vahila Saom, he put on again Big Day Zov, so then the Psukim Akapon would be Keseda. Omar Rabaya, Omar Krovi, Yotso, Veoso, Es Eilosoi, Miyetzia, Rishoine, Ovad, Eloi, Veelohom. It says, Veyotso, when he finished the Big Day Lovon, that was the first thing he did. So, Memela, so you can't say that he first went back and he first did the Big Day Zov with the Chatas Chitzayna. And then he went back and put on Big Day Lovon. And then he went back and did Eilosei V'Eilos Sa'om, because the Pasuk says V'yot, so when he went out, he did already Eilosei V'Eilos Sa'om. Rav Omar, now Rav is saying a different reason how we know that there was a hefsek between the Hitzos Kaf Omachta and the Avodas Pnim. There was Big Days of in between. Omakro, the Pasuk says, Uposhat, he takes off as Big Day. Uposhat as Big Day Habat. He takes Ashalovash. She'ain Talmud Loima Ashalovash. He takes off the Big Day Habat, the Big Day Lovon that he wore, that he's wearing. So the Gemara is klum odam poishet alamasha loivish vashteitzach, he's taking off what he wore. He didn't take off something he didn't wear. Vashteitzach, he's taking off what he wears. So the ashalovash is miyuta. Alamata almadloima ashalovash, shalovash kvar. That means that the Pasuk is telling us he takes off now the poshet as big they have bought. He takes off now the Big Day Lovon, which he put on the second time, and Uposhat Ashalovash, what he put on the first time, he also took off. So we see that there were two times he wore Big Day Lovon. Let us see Rashi. B'soyer anase b'chutz k'dechsiv melvat chatas ha-kipurim bu'enei kosev kan avol eile ve'elom davke k'svinu k'ro achay tzos kapu machte. Litzachlon le Shabbos Sidra Dekroy. One of the three is Shabbos Sidra Dekroy. O makro v'yotza v'osa v'zu yitzi rishoyin amura b'parshe hilkach al kolchacho mikamei heitzoas kaf umachte ovid lo b'apsoke shebineim l'avoydes yem sarkochach. This was the first thing that was done. They lost the v'oyle sa'om before they heitzoas kaf umachte. Ashelovash kvar al mezuhi pshita shniya. This is the second time he took off the Big Day Lovon. Shema mino yesh habsokes chiluf b'godim ben avoides hayoim leitzoas kaf. And he took off the first time. Umacht. Rovle yat kaf to drabzeir koi lefushi taime de masnise de mishab shikoi. And then the Gemara asks the same kasha and Rovle. Maskiv lo rabbe barav shila ve'emed de mafsik lei besoyer anase bechut, and si yensin marsiva v'yotza v'oso. Period. Now the Gemara says further, v'chol ha-parshe kulo nemro ala seder. The whole parshe, he says, is going to seder, beside the previous posik. V'kroi iksiv, so now the Gemara asks further. It says at the end of the Avodah Shem HaKippurim, it says as follows. It says, the Eis Chelev Achatos Yaktir HaMizbecho. is makter the chayler, this is of the chatos pnimi, is makter on the mizbeach. Then it says, mashaleach es hasoil azozul, yechabes begodo. Now, the azozul lochayr was sent much before, but it says, mashaleach es hasoil azozul, yechabes begodo. He became Tomeis, he has to wash his table with begodim. The rochets is besorei b'mayim, it's the table himself. Achichen yovi elamachne. Then it says afterwards, ve'eis parachatos, the eis parachatos, the eis irachatos ashahuva es domum lechaper bakoidish. Now it's going to speak about the sreifim of the parachatos. Yoitzil mechutz lamachne, that you should take out mechutz lamachne, v'sofu ba'eish es eirosam ves besorim ves pirsham. You burn them. V'aseiref oisam, yechabiz b'godov, v'rochatz es besorim ba'mayim, v'achechein yovei elamachne. So that is what, this is what it says in the Seif of David Hashem Kippur. So the Gemara asks as follows. It says, v'scheile v'achatos yachtir ha'mizbecha. Your makter, the chele v'achatos. And this was done by the tvilo shlishis. V'hodo, then it says, v'hodo, afterwards, v'spach achatos v'sir achatos, you should burn. V'ilu anantnan, in our Mishnah, it says, aroye es koyin godul k'shuhu koyre, ein aroye par v'soir hanisrofim. So there it's, from the Mishnayis it would seem that the par and soir were burnt when the kohen was wearing big day lavan. From the posik, it would seem that the par v'soy were burnt after the haktore of the chayla v'chatos, of the imurim of the chatos pnimis, and then he was wearing big days off. So that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says, so the Gemara says that these psukim are not keseda. Let's see again the Gemara. The Gemara says, V'chol apar shekula nemra l'seida, yeah, everything's on the set. V'chol apar shekula nemra l'seida, v'kroi k'si v'es chela v'chata s'yakta. First, you makter the chela, the murim of the soir and pa. V'hoder, and afterwards it says, v'es parachatos v'sirachatos, you burn. V'ilu anant nan, in the Mishnayis it says, haroi eskoyin goduk shukoy rein roi par v'soir hanisrofim. So that seems that the Sreifis Apar was when he was wearing Big Day Lovim. Vile Emure Chatas, in the Mishnayis, it says, Bosa Hochi Makte Lohu. So you're Makted when he's wearing Big Day Zov. So Lachayre, so you see that the Psukim are not Keseda. And the Gemara Eim Achutz Mi Posuk Zeveilach. That's right, from this Posuk afer that's not Keseda. Frag de Gemara, umay chosis de mishapshes kroi. I don't understand you. You say that the psukim are not keseder, and the mishnayis are correct. Shabish masnisa, fakelt. The psukim seem to say that the sreifes hapar was after the haktores emurim. And the it's fakelt, so the mishnayis have a problem. Why are you mishabish the psukim? Omar Abaye Omar Kro Vameshaleyach Vahasoyref. The posik right after the haktores emurim, we had mentioned before, the posik starts speaking about the one Vameshaleyach. It says Veischele Vachata Shakta Mizbech. Then it says Vameshaleyach Asasoy Lazozel Yechabis Bgodo. The person who is Meshaleich, the Zazel, he's Tomei. Now the Shaila is, good morning, how does this come in? The Meshaleich es HaSoyer, this was much before. This was when he was wearing Big Day Lovon. So why did the Posik come and tell us now that he's Tomei? This happened much before the Haktoros Emurim. This happened when he was wearing Big Day Lovon, it says Veshilech es HaSoyer LaZazel. So now it says that the Meshaleach is Tomei. So the Meshaleach is speaking about something which occurred before. Omar Abaye, and then it says later, V'haseiref oisom, is also Yechabiz Begodov. So Abaye said, Omar Kova Meshaleach, V'haseiref. Is Ma Meshaleach the Meikore? Just like the Meshaleach is the Meikore. Meshaleach Zichu was happened before.
Av soirev de mikore. So they were soirev the part of the soir also mikore. Frag de gemore adrabe. Maybe say punkt verkehrt. Ma soirev tahashte. Soirev is sich it seems now, because the posik says the mitzvah of soirev, the posik mentions v'solfu be'eish ha'seirosam. The posik says now you should burn it. So let's say ma soirev tahashte, av meshaleich tahashte. And we'll say v'shilach, that what it says before means he'll send them later. He'll send them later, not now. So the answer is, m'shaleich the mi'ikore mashme. M'shaleich is really mashme, since the whole parsha of shiluach was said before, so it seems that the shiluach was before. Let us see Rashi. Hori gassini krok sivim legostre. Eine roye par besoya nisrofim almas reifosim boyche kain godo lovash big day butzi. Vilu ein murei chatos livre hakel boso hochi obed lu. Betvile schlishis em eile ve eil hoam. Ein mechutz mi posig ze ve eilach le nichte ve ala seide. This person can further sign written ala seide. So the Gemara says, shobish mas nise, ve eimas, so say, the mishnas vagreist. The Amos Reifes Hapo Vasoir Achat Vila Shlishis is in Big Days Off. O Makrov Meshaleich Es Asoir. U Boise Loshen Atzmer Nema Vasoir Efoisim. The Mishtoi Besreifes Par Vasoir Ushneim Ksuvim Ache Veschele Vachatas. Val Koch Acho Shiluach Asoir Mikame Ektor Esamurim Habe. Kedersi Vishilach Es Asoir Bamidbo. It says before when he was in Big Day Love when he sent out the soil. Vahodo, later it says Eschele Vachatas. Also, Al Kol Chachov HaMeshaleach, Tichsiv Basrei, that says after the Haktoras HaYimurim, Eka Odom Shehipsi Keinyin Shoyimedabo Boi V'choyzer Mesayim. He's going back to before. Boi Mavoyse Shiluach Shemalti Loch Lamaylo HaMeshalchim Etami Begodim. Boi Se Losh Anatzmai Nema Vasoyrep. So it means the one that burnt it before. Ma va mishaleach, ba'af api shekosav ache imurei chatos, even though it's written after imurei chatos, the mikoru, af va ha-soyref, af api shenichta v'achareyem, mikoru. So the Gemara says, if she punkt verkehrt, adarabe, ma-soyref tahashte, shirei tzivu ikre sreifosam ache imurei chatos nema. Now it says v'solfu, tzivu v'scheilu v'chatos, voda v'spara chatos, yoi tzivu v'solfu. So the Gemara says, no, davke afa mishaleach dahashte, davke kosa, no, that's the most gosh, afa mishaleach dahashte, davke kosa v'achem buim, v'shiluach soir omer lemailem em ochi koma, v'nosa soir olom es avinosom, v'shilchoi, when will they send them amidborak shigiyas man shiluch? And not they'll send them then, they'll send them now. המשלח מקור המשמה כאודום שחויזר לעניין שהפסיק בוי וכמוי שפירשתי. בשילוח סויר במקוי מי נכתב מלהודו וכוסו ואחי מורם בשילוח הסויר ומשלחי יחביס בגודם. Since the Torah wrote the mitzvah of Shiluach before, when he was wearing Big Day Lovam, and the Torah only spoke about the Tumah now, but the mitzvah the Torah spoke about before, by stories that the mitzvah was taken before, and the Tumah is going on what happened before. The Gemara says later, Rav Omar Omar Kro Yomat Chai, Ad Mosa Yezok Klamot Chai Ad Shas Kapore. Ve'emes Shas Kaporo B'Shas Matn Domin. Besuloi. So Rav said, Leimotzis Amrat Yishuluach Soy Leibim Koyme Nema, Bleiskike Lamet Shom El Ad Shas Kapore. Ve'yavoydes Hayoyim De Matn Domin. What Rav says, I don't understand. Rav said that Zicher, the Shiluach, was right away. Because the Pasuk says, Yomat Chai, that the Soyer has to be alive till after the Matan Domim of the Soyer Pnimi. And then the Soyer could die. So Mamel, it's a raya that the Shiluach was right away. I don't understand this. There's two Inyonim. There's one Inyon, B'di'evet, how long the Soyer HaMishtaleich has to live. So it says the Soyer Mishtaleich has to live till you make the kapora of the Soyer apnimi. That's what the Pasuk says.
Now there's a mitzvah of shiluach. There's a mitzvah of vidui. There's a mitzvah of shiluach. The Gemara says before the mitzvah of vidui is not ma'akev. Shiluach is also not ma'akev. That's if the soyer died after the kapora for the soyer apnimi, so they were yoitzah b'di'evet. They weren't mekayim the mitzvah of vidui. They weren't mekayim the mitzvah of shiluach. So we have a pilpul now. Maybe the mitzvah of shiluach is later after the aktoras emurim. So don't understand what proof there is from the Yom HaTchai to prove that the mitzvah of Shiluach is right away afterwards. Okay, this is the end of the Gemara with the Droshes. Now we're going to come to a little easier Gemara. The Gemara says, Mishaleach, Osi Mishaleach, the Mishaleach came, Mitzoy Bishuk L'Koyin Godel, the next day, we're talking about the day after Yom Kippur. It was a strenuous day. The Kohen Gadol did a big avodah. The one who took the soil azazel, you'll say the strenuous day. The next day, the Mishaleach meets the Kohen Gadol in the street. I'm aloy ishi Kohen Gadol osinu shlichusech. We did what your shlichus. The Kohen Gadol didn't know perhaps what had happened. He sent him away to Midbar. Who knows what he did? So he sees him the next day in the street. He's mechabedim with a very public title. Ishi. Ishi means, my odoin, my har. Osinu. The shomitzon of Beloch has to say osisi. Okay. Only one person was it. Osinu shlichusech. We did your shlichus. I want to tell you that we did what we were supposed to do. I want to keep you, you should be up to date. Matzo, that's if he found them in the street. So l'kvoidai, he said, ishi koyin godol. Mitzoy bebeisai, what if he found them in his house the day after Yom Kippur? So then, he didn't say, ishi koyin godol, not shlichusech, because it really was the shlichus of the Rebbein Shloilem. So he said, mechaye chayim, the one who gives chiyas to all chayim, Osini shlichusoi. We did the shlichus of the Rebbein Shloilem. Now what is pshat mechaye chayim? Very interesting lashon, mechaye chayim. So there's two pshatim over here. The Maharsha says pshat, that Bemison, the one who killed the soyer, Lazozel, he threw him down a mountain. That was really an achsori. He was a murderer. He took an innocent goat and he threw him down the mountain, and it split in 1,000 pieces, and that was a mitzvah. So he wanted to say mechaye chayim. That means even though the goat got killed, but because of this goat, Gantz Klal Yisrael was zoichet to kaporas avoinis, so they're living. So don't look at me like I'm a murderer. Look at me, I'm mechaye chayim. This brought chiyas to Gantz Klal Yisrael. So that's what the Maharsha wants to say. Rishash wants to say a different shot. Rishash brings down a chiskuni. The chiskuni says the one who was the one who took the soyer Lazozo, he died that year. That's what the chiskuni says. He didn't live through that year. He knew about it also. So when he told over the shlichus to the Kohen Gadol, he said Machay Chayim. He was speaking about himself. Rabbi Nishlam, you give chiyas to everybody. Give chiyas to me also. Let's make an exception that I should be able to live this year. Let us see what Rashi says. Matzoy b'shuk mechabdoi lefnei abriyas v'oim aloi ishi koyin godu. Mechaye chayim hu hakodesh baruch hu asinu shlichusoi. Now the Gemara says further. Omar rabbe ki miftaril habonon ma'adodi bepumpadise. When the Rabbonon used to go home, Bein Azmanim and Pumpadisa, they used to go and one left the other. Omri hochi, mechaye chayim, yitin lecho chayim, aruchim, v'toivim, umesukonim. So Rashi says, mifturu ma'adodi, shoyecho noitu rishus mechaveiro iloshu v'beisoi. So they gave such a broche, mechaye chayim, yifturu, mechaye chayim, Yitin lo chayim aruchim v'toivim umesukonim. I thought of a vote, and I saw Bemison, the Ion Yaakov says most of it, but I wanted to add on a little bit. They say over from Rabbi Yeruchem, the Mir Mashkiach, And the Bochum left the yeshiva, Bein Azmanim, so when he shook their hands, they went away. He said, you're not going home, you're going away from home. You have to have the true picture. The yeshiva is your home. Now you're going away from home to see your parents, but your home is over here. The Mekor HaChayim, the Torah is the Mekor HaChayim. That's the Eitz Chayim Milamachzikim Bo. Chiyus one has from Torah. So now they're going away from yeshiva. They had to go home. They had to go to the wife. They had to go to the parents, wherever they went to. So it's a shrek. So you're leaving the Mekor HaChayim, and you're going away. So therefore they had to give a bracha. Mechaye chayim yitin lecha, even though you're leaving the yeshiva now, he should give you chayim aruchim toivim umesukon. They needed this bracha now. Es alech lifnei Hashem ba'artzei sachayim. Now we're speaking about chayim, so the Gemara's going to darsh on this pasuk. Omar Rab Yehuda ze mokim shvokim. David HaMelech was mespalo that I should be able to go ba'artzei sachayim. What's called artzei sachayim? So Rashi says, ze mokim shvokim. That's a place where there's markets. That's a place where there's a lot of stores. Let us see what Rashi says. Es halech, aydi da'ayri b'chayim esukonim, speaking about a good life, noket lo. Ze mokim shvokim, she'odom moitzei liknois mizaynoisov, that you should, there's a place, there's a whole bunch of stores, you don't have to, you have all the supermarkets in front of you, that's called artzei sachayim, this is a life. Lafishe David metaltel no v'not oye mispalol al hadova. It means David HaMelech had a very difficult life, he was chased by Shaul HaMelech, so all his bare necessities were very difficult to get. He's running and hiding, and the bare necessity he couldn't get. So he's mispalel as halech l'vnei Hashem ba'artzei sachayim. I should be able to find myself in the big cities with the shvakim, that all the stores are there, that I shouldn't have these difficulties to find bare necessities. The mashor is meisiv. Perhaps we say in the broche boirei nefoshes rabbeis v'chesroinom al kol ma sheboro lachis ben nefesh kolchoi. So Taisus explains, and Taisus and Bruchas explain Pshat in this Bruchas as follows. Boirei nefoshes chabais. Rabbein Shom created many nefoshes. Vechesroinon, and he created their bare necessities. Then we say further, lahach yois behem nefesh kolchoi. The Rabbein Shloilam also created in the world lahach yois things which are not bare necessities, that give a chiyus that a person could enjoy life. So lahach yois is speaking about the inyonim which contribute to the enjoyment of life. So that is he said, is aleph me'at Hashem ba'artzei sachayim, the Marshal says, that I would not only have the bare necessities, I'll also have the enjoyments of life. The lahach yois ben nefesh kol choy. I just like to be Messiah. The Yaivitz brings down a gor anander pshat. The Gemara says in Psochim as follows, that the Gemara says that you have a bochel which finds himself in krochim, in the big cities. So a bochel in a big city is a tremendous nesoyin. He doesn't have a wife, and he's, you put him in Manhattan, you put him in Achmon Atzlan, wherever you put him in, and he's Oymed bin Nisoyin. So the Gemara says, Amoyredik azach v'ebishte is machshev im gewaldik. So the Yaivet says, this is pshat in the posik. David HaMelech said, ba'artzei sachayim, in the places where you had the krochim and the shvokim and all the nisyonis, I was eshalech lefnei Hashem. I wasn't nispoil, I wasn't nichshol from the Artzei Sachayim, I remained as halach lefnei Hashem.